It would be a miracle if I got through this today. So I probably won't. It was interesting as we were worshiping and singing the words of song. Words burn like a fire. Every time we sang this, I was thinking of you guys, but I saw you as this field, and flames would just ravage it. And I want to encourage you today. Sometimes life feels like it's ravaging you. Sometimes you're going through circumstances they just feel too hard to bear. And every time we sang those words, I saw this and I was thinking of your lives. And I felt like the Lord said to look deeper, because what feels like destruction is actually bringing new life to you. I want you to understand some of the things you go through are meant for you to go through. And there's something great coming behind it. What the enemy means for evil, God will turn to good. So be encouraged today. Sometimes things just need to be burned away. You all have a lot of seeds deposited within your lives, words spoken, prophecies, all these things that God's just waiting to bring to fruition. So let him clear away the things that need to be cleared away, because new things are coming, and it's always good. So Heavenly Father, we just give you our ears. You continue to share what you want to share, and we'll continue to receive what you want us to receive, all for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So how many people are going on cruises? Hands up. Cruises? So we have quite a good group. I think there's about 30 going with us, so something crazy. So I just speak Jesus. The cruise, calm seas, good times. You know, it's funny because in my office, 4 people tested positive this week for COVID, so it's really scarce. It's just like falling one after another, and I'm right in the center of it. You know? No worries. No worries. I'm immune. This happens anytime I plan a vacation. It's like all around me, and somehow I'm immune. So, good things are coming. So one of these days we're going to plan a church cruise again. And we'll just have church on the seas. So we've been talking about understanding our potential, and I was intending to get through this, but I'm not going to get through this today. And I thought when I'd come back, we'd go into releasing our potential. So what am I really talking about? I'm talking about identifying not only with you in Christ, but Christ in you. And made the statement, it's not so much that we need to get Christ in us, but we need to get Christ out of us. The world doesn't need to see Christ in us as much as they need to receive Christ out of us. And we have an identity problem. We look in the mirror and we see the wrong person. We should look in the mirror and we should see Jesus and what Jesus wants to do in and through our lives, and what Jesus wants to do today, and who Jesus wants to touch through you today. So you can be effective in spreading the name of Jesus and seeing Jesus do things in your environment that you can't do on your own. That's what the world's really wanting to see. That's what the world's really hungering to see. All these people that are confused with gender and all these things that are going on, and they think they want this and they want this, and this is freedom, and approve of this and approve of that. God doesn't approve of any of it. His way is the only way. And you carry the keys of the kingdom of heaven, which means you carry what they're longing for, and they're mistaking and misplacing their priorities and passion because you carry the potential to meet their need. So I believe I stopped here at this. Satan says you will never be anything. Jesus says you are anything you believe. I think that's where I stopped. So we'll get into this a little bit. And we're going to be talking about living from the inside out. So 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6. Says, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. So, what is this? It's Christ in you, the hope of God. It's your potential we're talking about. So, the word secret does not mean in this context withheld from, but rather to have never known existed. I'm going to say that again. Secret, his secret wisdom, doesn't mean he's withheld it from you. It means you have never realized it's existed. Jesus is in you. Okay. Jesus is in you. You are in him. I love to think of him being in me, because then it all rests upon him and none of it rests upon me. We work so much about us staying in him. How about just letting him be in me? And letting him outwork of me. See, it's, I never knew it existed. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Do you understand? It should be a revelation to you. It should surpass knowledge. This isn't something you look at and say, oh yeah, I got Christ in me. It should surprise you when your shadows don't heal people. I'm not kidding. If you understood who's in you and the power of the one that is in you, the same power that raised Christ from the dead is in you. What's he say you're supposed to do? Go, do stuff. Cast out demons, cleanse the lepers, heal the sick, raise the dead. Do stuff. Secret does not mean withheld from, but rather to have never known existed. We have never known what is in us. And you say, sure we do. No, you don't. Or I'd see fruit of it.
Come on.
Comes right back to me. Truth is, if I deposited $1 million in your bank account, showed you the statement, it's in your name in your bank account, but you never accessed it, you just don't believe it. It's still all at your disposal. Just waiting for us to realize Christ in us. Normal Christianity is to end the service in crutches and wheelchairs and all this stuff are just left here. That's normal Christianity. Healing's normal. Matter of fact, there is no sickness in heaven, so bring heaven. It's normal. First Corinthians 2:9. So continue on. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. Don't be looking for it. Don't be seeking to hear it. Don't just imagine it. Just receive it. Because it's beyond what you can see. It's beyond what you can hear. It's beyond what you can imagine. It's greater. If you could see through your eyes what you were created to be, you'd change your life. If you could see who Christ is in you, you would live a different life. Every one of you quit your jobs. You'd walk through the cemeteries and just call people out of the grave. You'd go down to the lake and tell a fish to jump on the shore and take a coin out so you could have a lunch. You'd do stuff. You would do stuff. You wouldn't be enslaved to life and the things we have to do in life. You would be free to live. If you could only see. If you could hear through your ears or perceive through your mind, but the scripture just said you can't. No eye has seen. No ear has heard. No mind has conceived. So what did he do? He gave us his Holy Spirit, who sees, who hears, who is imaginative in our lives. Oh, go do this. Why would I do something like that? I'd never think of doing something like that. You're wanting me to do that? He's an adventure. If your life's not an adventure, I question if you're letting him lead. Holy Spirit is a wild ride in life. There's a few people, you just live on the wild side all the time. The stories you guys tell me, the situations you get yourself in, the conversations you have, those are Holy Spirit, God-ordained things. See, the Holy Spirit is the key that allows all the dormant power within you to come to life. So continuing on in verse 10, the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men know the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Therefore, the deepest knowledge about ourselves comes through our spirit. The more we know about ourselves, the more our attitude about ourselves will change. As our knowledge about who we are grows, our lives change. Continuing on, we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. That we may understand what God has freely given us. See, there are things about you concerning who you can be, concerning what you can do that you haven't discovered yet. Because there are holy things that only the Holy Spirit can explain to you. You can search, you can study, you can do all the things you're supposed to do, and it will lead you nowhere. That sounds harsh, but it's really not. Unless the Holy Spirit chooses the timing, the place to reveal it to you. Because only He searches the heart of God. Only He knows the heart of God. Only He knows the intent of God, which is why Jesus only did what He saw God doing. Only the Holy Spirit can explain it. Now, I'm not saying don't do all the things you're supposed to do. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. But don't rely on your seeking. Don't rely on your understanding. Be enlightened by the Holy Spirit. Eleanor Roosevelt, remember her? Anybody not know who she is? Come on, some of the younger ones have no clue. Said, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Too many believers have allowed, I'll say the enemy, whatever form that comes to them through, to make them feel that they can't, simply because they don't see who's in them. If you feel good about yourself, okay, now, I'm going to pause right there. You should feel good about yourself. Okay? If you are all honest with me, really honest, most of you don't feel good about yourself because you have your eyes in the wrong place. Okay? Because I feel great about myself because right now we're talking about Christ in me, the hope of glory. My eyes are on Him. I should feel really good. Okay? So if you're having a struggle, take your eyes off yourself and see who's in you. Then look in the mirror and say, good day. Come on. If your eyes are in the right place, it's a good day. I get to do that today? That looks awful. So much fun. He'll bring you through destruction into new life. Before the beginning was, God is. Before started, God had a finished plan for your life. Your potential is not trial and error. God's design predetermined you to be a success story for His glory. Things aren't happenstance. They're happening for a reason, so you can show forth who's in you. Psalms 139, verse 13. For you created my inmost being. Think of yourself as you hear this. God, you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You should think really good about yourself when you're hearing what He's speaking over you. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days adorned for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Your today is not a mistake. Your today is an opportunity for Jesus to live through you. If you don't like your vessel, look to the one that's possessing it. Take your eyes off the vessel. They age anyways. You get spots and all kinds of stuff goes on. Change colors. But there's something internal in you. Eternal. Internal, eternal, both. It's in you. Forever. Unending. Unaging. No frailty. No weakness. And it was that way planned before you were. Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. See, that's a big, you guys should really think good of yourselves. You should really think God of yourselves. What I'm saying, he knew you before. I don't remember that. Well, yeah, but he did. He knew before. Before the beginning, he knew you'd be here hearing me speak. And he had an intent for you. He wanted to speak to you. It may have nothing to do with anything I'm saying. And that's good. As long as you're hearing God speak to you. But even more so, he sets you apart. You have something to do today that only you can do today that will affect others today if you allow Jesus, who is in you, out of you. If you will live from the inside out. We want to see miracles today? Let Jesus out. And quit missing all the little miracles. We tag them little, right? That have taken place all the time. Genesis 2:7, the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being, a living being. 12 o'clock. Okay, so he, God, gave you his breath of life. Okay, see, that's a big deal. Nothing else in creation received the breath of life. He created all kinds of things. Nowhere does it say he breathed into it. Just you. Just you. Just you. Over there too. You are not a mistake. Your very existence means God wants you to exist. You have purpose and you have potential because he dwells in you. I'm going to stop there because otherwise we'll go another hour. And here's what we're going to be talking about next time I get a chance to share. We're talking about what we can do with Christ in us. What's our role in this? What's it look like? And we're going to talk about what it is to be a triune being. And then we're going to talk about, for however many weeks, releasing the overflow of Christ in our lives. Spring up a well. Spring up a well. It's funny because we sing all this. I think of all these old songs. There's a river of life flowing out from me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. There's a river of life flowing out from me. Spring up a well. We did medleys, you know. Within my soul. Spring up a well and overflow. Spring up a well, flow out from me. Spring up a well and set me free. You know, do you guys think of these stuffs? All these courses the kids don't know, they never leave you. And they prophesy of who Christ is in you. They tell you what your life should look like. These came to being because God was doing things in people's lives and they had to sing about it. David talks about it all the time. My soul shall sing. Life sucks sometimes, but God, He brings good things out of terrible situations, but God, and I can't help but sing. You know, sometimes I'm in here in worship and I picture Joe Robinson just twirling around this place. I'm like, I'm too old for that. You know? But sometimes don't you just want to get out of your pew and do something that may hurt you? You know? I'm always mindful, you know, we were getting way off track, but that's okay. I'm always mindful of Dana. Remember Dana Ozengay? She got, like, healed in her back or something, got so excited she started jumping and tore her Achilles. You know? Go ahead. As you get older,
I have to ask to give a testimony about this because that song, it's my song. It's about 30 years ago I was diagnosed with cancer. And so I went through a year of chemotherapy and then through almost a year. Anyway, and some radiation. But during that time, 3 months into chemotherapy, here I am like, oh God. And the first day, I mean, I cried all day. I thought, I'm going to die. I got engaged to get married about 11 days before, 2 weeks before I was diagnosed. So I'm in bed sleeping at night, sound asleep. And I wake up and there's this song. And it wasn't being sung to me. It was coming out of my belly. And it just startled me. And I heard these words, not audibly, but in my spirit. Will you say yes? So I feel like I can sense that I have a decision here, like a yes and a no. And I'm vacillating then. Oh, well, I knew it was about healing. The Lord's saying, will you say yes to me? Will you believe me? And I'm starting to think, well, what if I'm disappointed? And all this is going on. And I hear it again. And I realized how stupid this is to be going through this. And I just go, I say yes. And then I realized this song is coming out of my belly and what it was. There's a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captive free. There's a river of life flowing out of me. And it's like that's my call. That's why I have such a passion about evangelism, a lot of things. Because the Lord keeps reminding me, the Lion of Judah lives in you. Mm-hmm. It's the river of life. So we have to stop thinking about us. I mean, Bruce is telling us everything. And you know, it just was powerful. My whole paradigm about my therapy, all this stuff, come to find out 3 months into chemotherapy, my chemotherapist is a spirit-filled believer. I mean, like, what else, God? You know, but it brought the Lord to have me stop focusing on the bad things. But God wants to do that for every one of us. if we'll pay attention. So anyway, because he said that song.
So if everyone will stand. There's a lot coming our way here at the church, and I'm sure in what God intends for you guys to do in life. Several people I know are preparing to share coming up. There's a verse that says, and they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and their word of their testimony. And there's several of you I haven't asked yet, but I'm going to be asking you. And we're going to have a season where God speaks to us through testimony.
Amen.
I believe your testimony is more than a story.
That's right.
Here's what I believe is going to happen. I believe there's going to be a word, a seed, a theme, a principle, a concept, something that through your testimony is going to change people's lives.
Yeah,
it's not just a story, it's God's word within the story. So I'll be meeting with several of you, and we'll be doing that for a season. And then summer's just going to be crazy. There's a lot of stuff going on this summer. But today, I want you to know, today is your day, and it's a good day. Because who's in you? So just bow your head with me. And picture Jesus. Use your imagination. I don't picture a picture. I don't care how you do it. And don't say you don't see anything, because it's easy to picture Jesus. There's no wrong way to do it. Picture Jesus. He's in you. So I just speak Jesus over you. I speak Jesus over your day. I speak Jesus over every encounter. I speak Jesus over every situation. I speak Jesus into every environment you go into. And I just ask that you would allow him to overflow within you, because he has a testimony that he wants from through you today. So Heavenly Father, I thank you for your presence. You are here because we're here. That's what your word tells me. So I am confident that you are here.
Yeah.
I'm confident that you've been speaking to each person individually.
Yeah.
And that you've enabled them to hear that which they need to hear from you today. And I just pray that you would overflow in their life today. That they would be drawn deeper in relationship with you, because you thought of them before they were, and you've written their end, and it is good for your glory. I bless us corporately with your favor and grace in Jesus' name. Amen.